Once upon a time, it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos. What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnose Success Podcast. I'm your host, K Sparks. We are blessed and highly favored. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Appreciate y'all tuning in every week. And as always, we're going to get into the word of the day. Something motivational, inspirational. Get you through your day, your week, your life. All right? And it goes like this. This word of the day says, you do not have to attend every argument you are invited to. I like that. You do not have to attend every argument that you're invited to. You know, I like that word of the day because that's real talk. It's like there's a lot of people that they want to engage you in drama, engage you in problematic conversations, because you know why? They fucked up, right? They got issues, they got problems, they got drama, they got traumas, they got so much going on, and the best that they could do is just invite you into that chaos because they're miserable and they want to share that with you. And absolutely not. Do not involve yourself, do not engage with that. You know, we had an episode where we said hurt people, but it's so true. Like, that's not your fight. Their fight is with themselves. Their fight is with their drama, their issues, whatever they got going on. So I think it's important to not engage in that. Just do what you got to do and keep it moving, to be perfectly honest with you. And that is the word of the day, okay? Before today, we got a dope topic. I like this topic. And it's basically, in a nutshell, it's called unpopular opinions, all right? We took a toll from a lot of people, a lot of the listeners, and we're going to go through some unpopular opinions, right? So these are opinions that are not really popular, or maybe people kind of feel a way about it, but it's not really put on front street on blast. So we're going to read a couple. And before I get started, as always, I want to hear off and below some of the comments from y'all. Like, what are some unpopular opinions that y'all have that you might feel, yo, people ain't really jacking it like that, but it's true, right? It's the truth. You don't want to hear it, but it's the truth, all right? So, first one we're going to get into, this is from Maria from the BX, and shout out to the Bronx. And she said, my unpopular opinion is that Jay-Z would not be as successful as he is today if Tupac and Biggie were still alive. That's a good one. What are my thoughts on that? I've heard that a lot of times. That's not my first time hearing that. What I will say is I feel Jay-Z is a phenomenal rapper. He's a talented artist. Nobody can take that away from him. However, I do feel that there is some validity to that, right? Because the reality is that if you look at it from a sports perspective, if Michael Jordan was never around, maybe Scottie Pippen would have been that guy, right? But there was a Michael Jordan. So we can only speculate, right? Scottie was a great ball player too, but he wasn't Mike. So Mike being around, dominating, Scottie just stayed where he was. He was always a great player, but he wasn't no Michael Jordan. So people can rightfully so make that argument about Jay-Z, even though he's dope, talented, dope writer, made a lot of great records. When Biggie and Tupac were alive, though, the vibes was different. You know what I'm saying? The vibes was different. Like, we can all acknowledge that. It just was what it was. So I kind of feel like, you know, indirectly, yes, God rest their souls to Pac and Big, but indirectly he did benefit from that because, you know, it created space and opportunity. And I think, even though for me personally, I love Nas, Queens Get the Money, but Jay-Z just made better business boss move decisions to help elevate his career. So even though the music was dope, I honestly feel his business decisions were doper than his music that helped elevate him. He made some great records, but even better business decisions. So, Maria, shout out to you. I gotta agree with you on that. I do feel, you know, some people might feel away, but it is what it is. I mean, this is about opinions and what you feel. And I agree with that. So, I respect it. All right. This next one comes from D Blaze from Brooklyn. Shout out to Blaze, shout out to BK all day, all right? Oh, this is a little spicy. All right, so D-Blaze said, yo, we got to keep it real. Not enough people talk about it, but Whitney Houston was the problem and not Bobby Brown. I repeat again, Whitney Houston was the problem and not Bobby Brown. She was coked out from Jersey. Damn, D-Blaze. God damn. It's nasty work. But you got a point. You got a point. I remember when the whole thing happened, when Bobby started dating Whitney, and people was coming for Bobby's neck, you know. But I get it, because perception is a motherfucker. So he was the bad boy. Even in New Edition, he was the bad boy and all of that. So the media kind of spun it as if, wow, look at this dude taking this wholesome church girl that could sing her ass off and getting her involved in this life, you know. And there's, I think it was fucked up for Bobby too, because it's like, I genuinely felt like they was in love with each other. Like, I never questioned that. Like, I always felt like he genuinely was in love with her and she genuinely was in love with him. And I felt like they had like that strong, passionate soulmate thing going on. Like, you just kind of saw it, how they interacted with each other. I thought that it was real dope. But on the flip side, it was fucked up, because like I said, Bobby, he took a lot of heat. So, you know, I do agree with Blaze on that. Like, look, God rest her soul, Whitney was a talented artist, but she had a lot of problems, man. And people don't know, Whitney was hood. She was from Jersey. Like, she was with the shits. So I feel like the label did a great job of packaging her the right way to make us all drink the Kool-Aid to believe that she was this wholesome girl. But nah, she was very much so with the shits. She just got packaged the right way. And, you know, it sucked for Bobby that he got the bad rap. So, Blaze, I fuck with you, my boy. I got to agree with you on this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's valid. All right, so we two for two. I'm agreeing with what I'm seeing here, you know, so far. All right. So, we got how many more left? 1, 2, 3. So, we got 3 more left. And then I put one of my own in here, too. All right. So, this one comes from Jason from ATL. Shout out to AT Aliens. Me and you. Right. So, Jason said, yo, what up, K? My unpopular opinion is that Lauryn Hill is extremely, oh shit, he put all caps, extremely overrated. She only put out 1 solo album and 2 albums with the Fugees. One of those, which was a flop, she has not consistently proven herself. I don't know how I feel about that, Jason. I think that I'm kind of split on that one, because I feel that, yes, I understand what you're saying. Like, to me, greatness is consistency, right? So consistency, consistently showing and proving yourself, consistently showing up, right? For an athlete to be great, he has to consistently show up. Steph Curry consistently shows up. Inconsistency is not a byproduct of greatness, right? Like, consistency is. So I kind of feel like I do agree with the portion where you're saying that, all right, she had 1 joint classic record, but outside of that, yeah, she did 2 records with the Fugees. First one flopped. second one did great. So where's the consistency in that? However, on the flip side, greatness is still greatness, right? So even though she didn't put out a discography of like 10 albums, she's still a dope artist, right? She still gave it up on some nice features. You know, I remember she did a record back in the days with Common about abortion. That was fire. Of course, If I Rule the World with Nas. I mean, she got busy. You know, would I have liked to see more of her brilliance in her prime? Yes. Nowadays, I don't think it helps her cause that she's doing these shows, but they're saying she's showing up late and she has an attitude, and you know, it's just not giving what it's supposed to give. People making memes about it, making jokes about her. Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. But I say I'm 50-50 on that one, Jason. I don't think that you're completely wrong, but I don't think that you're completely right either. I do feel that, yes, there's a lot of hype. There's always been a lot of hype around her, but rightfully so, because she's that dope. But could she have been more consistent? Absolutely, I agree with you. So 50-50 on that one. All right, let's see. All right, shout out to Erica from Cali. Throw it up. West Side. All right, Erica says, Kate Sparks, my unpopular opinion is extremely unpopular. However, it's a truth that needs to be said. Okay. Luther Vandross was foul. He was making those songs like he was singing. He was making them songs like he was singing to women, but he was really loving men. Okay. All right, Erica. I don't agree with that, and I'm gonna tell you why. So, you know, a lot of times things are done in the music industry based upon the time frame we're looking at. So people got to realize, like, back in that era when Luther was making his music, things were very different. The times were very different. People weren't as open-minded as they are today, and people didn't embrace the LGBTQ community the way they do now. So for a lot of people that were living that lifestyle back then, they would have faced a lot of ridicule and a lot of basically, like, you know, people being on the fence if they want to support you or not. So a lot of people back then, and Luther wasn't the only one, there was a lot of people that just kind of kept that on the down low, for lack of better words, because they didn't want it to affect their bottom line. Which, I mean, I respect it, right? You got to, your business is your business, as far as I'm concerned. So, I mean, to say he's foul, I understand what you're saying, right? Because it's a bit misleading. Well, not a bit. I mean, that's cap. It was misleading. But, however, he did what he had to do given the time frame. So, I don't think it was like, I won't say it was foul or malicious. I'll just say that it was very strategic and thought out how, once again, the label chose to package him and how he chose to package and represent himself to the world so it wouldn't affect his bottom line. Because sometimes when you give too much, it creates bigger problems, right? Because I think if he would have did that, if he would have came out the closet, it wouldn't have benefited him back then. If anything, it would have just added speculation and caused a little more confusion, as opposed to the bigger conversation being about the most important thing, which is his talent and his music and his voice, right? That was the most important thing. Fuck all the other bullshit. I don't care what you got going on in your bedroom, in your personal life. You're a musician. That's what we're here for, right? So let's keep it that. So, I mean, I rock with you, Erica, but I can't really get that one to you, to be honest with you. Okay? Now we got one more, and then we're going to get into the one that I got. This is Kevin from Miami. Shout out to Kev. Sparks, Big Boy is trash. Andre 3000 was the star of Outkast. He consistently proved himself on the microphone. I never understood what Big Boy would ramble about. I don't like him. I don't like his music. I'm standing on business. Damn, Kevy Kev. You gonna give it up on Big Boy like that? I've kind of like heard this before, like worded differently. But, yeah, I've heard people say, like, Andre 3000 is better than Big Boy. I think what people got to realize is that you can't really compare the two. They're a yin to the yang. It's no different than if you look at the Lox and you look at Jada, you look at Styles, you look at, you know, you look at Sheik, right? Everybody brings a different element. And you need that, this balance, right? So I don't think Andre necessarily need to rap like, Big Boy, and Big Boy didn't need to rap like Andre. I think they gave each other the best balance possible. So I think Outkast is a dope group. I think Big Boy is dope. So I respect it, Kev. I just I can't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, I don't think Big Boy was trash. Alright. And so, alright, so we got through five for my listeners. Now we're gonna get into mine's. This is my unpopular opinion. I want to see what y'all think about it. And mine's is just like this, pretty much straightforward. So, Childish Gambino. I feel with Childish Gambino, if we only heard the song This Is America and never saw the video, we would not fuck with that shit. That is my unpopular opinion. I feel like if we never saw the video for This Is America with those visuals, and we just heard that track, we would not fuck with it. Somebody, when it was, they were pushing it like crazy, I remember hearing it, somebody was playing in the car, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Right? It's okay. It's an okay record, right? Because I'm big on lyrics and content. So I get the message in it. But what I'm saying is that from a musical standpoint, just for something to really like be that shit, without the visuals, I'm sorry. It's out of here. Nah. It's just not. It is the track alone by itself don't hit enough or give enough to make people really want to bump that. When you saw the visuals though, you was like, oh, okay, I see what you did with that. You know what I'm saying? So that's my unpopular opinion. Shout out to everybody that contributed. I want to hear below in the comments, what are y'all unpopular opinions that might not necessarily be the status quo, but it's real to you, right? And it's honest. So, you know, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Until next time, peace.